Poster number 11, Ceiling in the 17 and 1800s. By the end of the 1600s, whaling was on the decline. Seals and walrus were now also caught for their oil and precious skin. The seamen of Romu specialized in this form of trade. In partnership with merchants from Tunnel, ships were sent from Romu to hunt seals. The costs were lower, for the smaller ships used in sealing and the crews were also smaller than those used on whaling expeditions. The ships could overwinter in Havneby on Romu and sail in spring. As many as 3 sealing ships sailed from Romu each year from 1705 to 1770. A warehouse was constructed along the harbor, and in Nørtvismark, the blubber was cooked. In 1720, Hamburg also sent ships on sealing expeditions. Their numbers decreased after 1735, but from 1749, the number of expeditions increased again. The number of expeditions that were solely sealing expeditions reached their peak in 1769. Since it was seamen from Romu that were the specialists in this area, they came to play an important role in these voyages. There were many captains, officers, and sailors on the ships. During the period 1766 to 69, there were 22 captains from Romu commanding sealing ships from Hamburg. The best-known catch belonged to Romu captain Peter Michaelsen Præst in 1763 with a total of 5,470 seals. Despite the fact that it was primarily sealing trips, a few whales were also caught. There were also sealing expeditions emanating from Flensburg commanded by captains from Romu from 1743 to 1757. Seamen from Romu were also used from the harbors of Altona, Aalborg, Fanø, and the Dutch harbors on sealing expeditions. Even the Dutch hired captains from Romu during the 1770s. The sealing expeditions contributed largely to high employment of sailors from Romu, which in turn led to an increase in population. From 1770 and on, there was a decrease in sealing caused by the decline of the number of seals. As with other forms of fishing around Greenland, the catastrophic year 1777 and the following years of war led to further decline. From 1830, sealing was on the rise again. A logbook of Gregers Blyg from Jura reports sealing with the Galo Piscator of Stubbekøbing. The catch is 1,846 seals. In 1859, the last 2 Romu captains took part in sealing expeditions in the Arctic Sea.